This is the 3 BAM Podcast.
You can do the intro if you want.
This is the 3 BAM Podcast.
You interrupted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do it again. Sorry.
This is 3 beers and a mic.
Estamos haciendo el 3 BAM Podcast.
This is 3 BAM Podcast.
This is 3 BAM Podcast.
This is a 3 BAM Podcast.
This is the 3 BAM Podcast.
This is a 3 BAM Podcast.
This is 3 beers and a mic.
Welcome back, everybody, to the 3 beers and a mic podcast. It has been a few weeks.
Two or three weeks.
It hasn't been terrible.
No.
But we've been taking a little time off, spent some time with our families, but we are back to talk about a whole bunch of news that was released post Comic-Con, mainly some Phase 4 stuff. We'll catch you up on a lot of movies we've been watching, some things we've been, you know, glancing at over the summer, shows that we're looking forward to, and it's going to be a good episode. So thank you for hanging in there, and we're back. Adam is not with us today. He will be back hopefully on the next episode. So we got Dwayne.
Hopefully.
We'll see. He's been working a lot. We got Dwayne across from me, and we've got some really special beers today. I'm really excited.
Yeah. As he was saying, I was on vacation, and I brought back a little something from New Hampshire, which you've probably not had any beers from up
no,
there.
No, I have not.
So I got the 603, which is kind of like here, like a lot of the beer companies do. It's the area code up there. This one's actually from where I was, the town I was born in up there, this brewery. And I've had a few of their beers, and this one I really liked.
It's awesome.
I tend to have it every time I go up there. They call it the Winnie Amber Ale. Winnie's short for Winnipesaukee, I think, or something.
Okay.
I don't know. But you're trying it today first time. What do you think?
It's really good. It's got a really good taste, and I think a 6.6% alcohol per volume, which is awesome. I don't know, man. It's easy drinking. It's very good. Yeah, for ambers, they can be heavy. They can be light. This one is right in the middle, and it doesn't have a gross aftertaste, and I like it.
Yeah.
I really like it.
It's
yeah,
really
so that
good.
Was a good that was a good choice.
And I think this one's like kind of like the Carbach up there. Like they just opened up a new big brew pub and all kinds of stuff, so they're growing.
When are they going to bring back the Vice Versa? What is going on?
Never, I guess.
That's crazy. Bullshit. That's crazy. That was my wife's favorite beer. For anyone who is not in Texas, Vice Versa is their Hefeweizen, right? Mm-hmm. So we've been drinking a lot of Polliner in the meantime, which is delicious, don't get me wrong. But that was her favorite beer, and she's like, okay, you know, when you're ever at the grocery store, see if they have it. And I go by every week. They never have it. So I don't know what's going on.
I think they're phasing stuff out.
Maybe
it's going to be seasonal. I don't know.
I mean, they just decided. That one was a popular one.
One of their like main. I thought that was one of their main.
That's six beers
when they started.
That's what I thought as well. And it was the first one I ever tried when I went to their brewery ever. Was their Hefeweizen, and I was like, this is really good. But yeah, it's just not available. So
and they don't do Mothern Lager anymore either. And that was my favorite.
They don't. That's crazy. All right, guys. So follow us on Facebook, 3 Beers and a Mic. We're on Twitter, 3 Beers and a Mic. Instagram, 3 Beers and a Mic. Lots of ways you can get in touch with us. And as always, we're going to start off with some questions that have come through over the last few days. So what do we got?
All right. First one from our buddy Jamers Time. If you could add one more movie to Phase 4, what would it be?
Guardians 3, probably. Yeah, or like a new property or something that they just didn't announce.
Anything.
Well, I mean, Moon Knight.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I thought maybe something that they put off until Phase 5. I was hoping Guardians 3 would be sooner than 2022. I think that's kind of a long time. But I know that what happened was James Gunn is doing Suicide Squad. And so he wanted to keep his commitment and say, look, if you guys are going to rehire me, I'm still going to do this movie.
Yeah.
So I'll come to you afterwards. And Disney's like, well, we messed up, so we got to wait. Okay. So I understand why it was delayed.
So it's not going to be part of phase four?
No, it's going to be in phase five.
Oh.
Yeah. So we're going to go over the phase four timeline and now phase four is only until 2021. So okay. It's not like this 4-year sprawling event. It's,
right.
It's 2 years and then Guardians 3 is in phase five.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
I would go probably Silver Surfer since they're going to outer space, man. You gotta bring him in. And now that they can.
Do you think they would want to introduce Fantastic Four first? I would guess. Before you bring in the Silver Surfer.
Why?
I mean, don't those kind of go together?
Yeah, but they were separate and kind of came together, right?
I know, but whenever I think of Fantastic Four, I don't think of Silver Surfer just because of the movie. But right. In the comic books,
yeah.
Those worlds kind of collided a lot.
Right.
And so I that's what I think of. They could do it the opposite. They could hint at Silver Surfer in like something like The Eternals.
Yeah.
Right? There's a lot of these space-related movies that are coming out they could hint at. It's possible. That's a great question. Thank you, Jamers. Appreciate it.
He had another question, which is, hold on, my face recognition isn't working.
I forget that you have that.
What are your D23 predictions?
I think they're going to talk more about, X-Men and the mutants. I really do. I think that they didn't make a huge announcement. Like, Kevin Feige kind of said, as he was wrapping up his Phase 4 speech, he was like, all right, guys, we're out of time, but we didn't even talk about, you know, that family member of four. We didn't even talk about mutants, and everyone's going, bah! So I think he did that because he's saving it for D23. So I think you're going to get some more Fantastic Four and a more of an X-Men sort of plan, like how they're going to bring them into the universe. They've already confirmed they are, of course. A lot of people thought they would wait a few years, but I think Phase 5 is going to be the return of Guardians 3, Blade, and bringing in the mutant Fantastic Four realm, because that can sustain this franchise and this Marvel Universe for another 20 years
if you do it right. Easily
20 years, if you do it correctly. So those two properties are really big, even though X-Men's kind of fallen off. I don't know when I'm going to see stupid Dark Phoenix. I have to eventually, but I don't want to. I'll wait for sure till it comes out on maybe TV. I'm not going to buy it.
Yeah. So. I might rent it.
Yeah.
Watch it.
They'll probably talk about some Star Wars stuff.
You think?
For sure. Maybe some hints about what this franchise is going to be after this final movie. Maybe show in the trailer. I don't know.
A lot of talk's going to be Disney Plus, though.
Well, yeah, for sure, which was going to be one of our topics today.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that for sure.
I think there's going to be a lot of talk about Disney Plus.
All right, that's cool.
I mean, they keep adding stuff and hinting at stuff. And
yeah, I mean, a lot of people are really excited about the new packages they've announced. We'll talk about that. But just the base price of $6.99 is awesome. I mean, $7, that's everyone's going to get that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else we got?
All right, Nerd and Cheese. Do you have a favorite character or car from the Fast and Furious franchise?
My favorite character... I've seen all the movies, so I probably like Shaw, Jason Statham's character, the best. I know he hasn't been in every single movie,
yeah.
But the ones that he has been in, I think he's been pretty funny. Been pretty interesting, and those I did see Hobbs and Shaw. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't the best. But I will talk about that a little bit later. But I liked his character even in that film. He was even better to me than The Rock. So I do like Shaw. Car wise, I don't know much about cars. I'm one of those nerds who loves sports and comics, but I never got into cars, so I couldn't even tell you what model they were even driving.
You could say who drove it. The color.
Gosh.
You don't have to. He said character or car, so.
The very first movie, didn't Vin Diesel have like a black, like...
Yeah.
What was it?
What was that? Challenger?
It was an old Challenger, maybe. It didn't look like one of those nitro-fueled Japanese cars
yeah.
with the neon paint and stuff. It was just an old-school black, you know, two-door, long-bodied muscle, muscle car. Like, that was a really cool car to me, and then he wrecked the crap out of it at the end. But that was probably my favorite car.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Fast and Furious? I don't even know if you've seen all the movies.
I don't think I've seen the last two.
They're getting really crazy.
I know.
Nobody can die.
Like I think superhero. The last one I saw was the one where they like there was a Ferrari in a skyrise or something.
Yeah, and they jumped from a building to a building. Yeah. The Ferrari
that was
from
the one I was like
a building to another building.
That was the ice one too, right? They're yeah. driving on the ice. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the last one I saw.
They had an ice fight with cars.
Yeah.
I mean, dude. it was crazy. I mean, you just
the next
you just,
one they'll be going to space.
Yeah, you just let your mind go. You just say
they're going Sharknado.
I'm in it for the action. I'm in it for the jokes. None of this makes sense anymore. It's totally I mean, it's fine.
Well, what's his name was like a super being in Idris Elba's
character. Yeah, in right? Hobbs and Shaw, he's like a cyborg, indestructible superhero, evil guy.
Yeah.
And so they've just gone off the shark.
Yeah.
I mean, The Rock is running down buildings with no rope, like just vertical. Like he's just running down an 80-story building, like jumping off the glass. And oh my gosh, it's crazy. But it's fine. I mean, I get it. It's fun. Like I said, I didn't hate the movie. It's just. I'll talk about it later. Okay. What? Any other questions?
I would pick the same car, by the way.
Cool. Yeah, that was a cool car.
Our buddy Suicide Fox. Favorite drink, beer, soda to start gaming?
Drink or beer or soda? I know he likes anything. Mountain Dew a yeah. lot.
Yeah.
Lately, I've been starting off with a lot of liquor. I've been playing a lot of Deadpool, that old game that came out on the 360 like 5 years ago. I bought it when it was on sale on Xbox store for like $5. I finally sat down. I was playing some Resident Evil 2, and I said, I'm going to try one of these games I purchased for super cheap. Started playing it. Super fun game. Can't believe I waited this long. I'm about 5 levels in. Really, really good if you haven't played that game. It's really funny, too. And it was before the movies came out.
I think it was about the same time.
I think it was a year before.
Was it?
Yeah. But you can see that the character, the character is just like the comics, it's just like the movies. He talks to you as a gamer, which is yeah. really cool. A lot of cool like superhero cameos I didn't expect so far. It's been pretty nice. So really fun game. But as far as my drinking goes, I usually start off with a mixed drink. Lately, I've been drinking grapefruit juice and vodka. And then I move to Coors Banquet or a Corona, whatever I got in my fridge. Coors Banquet. But if I had a favorite one, like if I had to choose just one thing and it was my favorite, I would stick with beer. Beer would be my gaming beverage of choice.
Yeah, it's easy too.
Yeah. Yeah, Coors Banquet, man, I'm addicted. It's just the way it is.
Yeah. For me, it's usually beer, but it could be anything. I don't really have to have a beer to game, but...
No, and I've been taking one of those like...
I'll drink water sometimes.
Oh, no. It's bad. I've been taking those Yeti cups and just filling it with ice and putting some vodka and grapefruit juice or orange juice or lemonade, whatever I have in there. And then the ice doesn't melt and it's perfect. So I always start off with that. All right, what else we got?
That's all for the questions this week. Awesome. Thanks for sending them in.
Thank you, thank you.
For those that did...
So I want to try something new. I'm not going to do this every week unless it kind of catches on, but I want to ask the hosts of the show who are here, which was Dwayne and myself, a would you rather question. I got this really funny calendar that I've been going through every day. It's one of those tearaway calendars where every day there's maybe a piece of trivia or a question or something maybe you didn't know or what a fun fact. This one is called a would you rather calendar where they ask you these questions. Some of them are pretty deep and you have to choose one or the other. And a lot of the questions are really, really funny. And one that I came across the other day, I fought with myself about, and I was like, I got to bring this up on the podcast and ask the guys. So since you're here, you're going to answer this question. And think about it. You have one choice. Would you rather, A, get a year off of work at the same salary you have now paid with the promise that your job will be available for you without changes in 12 months. So you basically get a free year of salary with job protection. Or would you rather work your same job doing the same amount of hours, nothing changes, but you get double pay for 1 year? But the offer of having a year off will never be on the table again. So your standard 2 or 3 weeks of vacation is all you get. So would you want to work that year and get double your salary? Or would you want a year off of work with job protection? And I went back and forth numerous times.
Well, I'd want to say double salary for the year.
That's what I thought at first.
But having the year off, you could also go work another job.
Exactly. There's nothing that says you can't do something. You could get
triple salary.
Exactly. That you couldn't make money somewhere else.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was going back and forth. I was like, oh, well, I want double money if I don't have to do double the work.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I'll take my 3 weeks vacation and I'll just, you know, live my normal life. But then I started thinking about it. I'm like, when is the next time I'm going to get 12 months off pay?
Well,
where
see,
I can go
for
do
you,
other
like,
stuff.
Having a new child.
Yes.
That would be like a cool thing to
it would
be able
be
to do.
Super awesome. We would go traveling. We'd spend time at home. We would play games. We'd go to the park every day. Because the few days that I'm home during the week, we like to go to an indoor park that we found. And, you know, she's in the bubble pit and going down the slides. And I'm like, man, this is like really fun. And I would love that. And I don't think it would be after a week or so, I'd be like, all right, I'm ready to go back to work. No, man, I would really enjoy that year. I would do stuff. I wouldn't just be at home watching Netflix. I would actually take that year and go do things, especially if I'm getting paid to do nothing. That'd be awesome.
But
so, yes,
like I said, you
I
could also
take,
pursue other things you that you might have things. Wanted to do.
Exactly. So you would take the year off with pay?
I don't know.
Exactly. I've decided I'd take, because I've already read the question, I would take the year off with pay and enjoy my time away.
Because you could also bank the money, the double money that you're getting.
You could. Dude, a year's salary.
Use that for something else.
A year's salary is a lot of cash. So to do the same job and just get paid double for 12 months, that's a lot of money for everybody.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that I completely understand. I like that time more than the cash. I want that time, which is very hard to come by. Like I told you the other day, people are now spending money to save time. Why is DoorDash so popular? Who wants delivery of fast food to their house cold? Because fast food does not last that long. You call DoorDash to go pick up your Sonic, it's going to arrive cold.
Yeah.
Your fries are going to be loose and limpy and soggy. Your burger's going to taste terrible.
It's basically Uber.
But people will spend
for food.
People will spend that $5 surcharge to save the time it would take to get in your car and drive 5 minutes down the street. I want to sit in my house and be on my iPad. So they'll spend money to save time. Time is very important to people now, and it's important to me. And for me to have 1 year of time with the money still in my bank, getting paid for a job I'm not even at, I would take that in a heartbeat. That's awesome to me.
Yeah.
It's a tough question.
It is.
And I get these ones every day. And they're all like, a lot of them are like brain twisters where I'm thinking about them going to work. I'm like, man, which one would I choose? So it's one of the coolest gifts I've gotten. And I can't wait to see what the question is for tomorrow. So that's our Would You Rather segment.
Would you rather?
Yeah. All right, so let's get into the meat of the podcast. We're going to start talking about some Phase 4. So now I know this stuff was released like 2 weeks ago. But basically at Comic-Con, Marvel was there. They didn't show any trailers. They didn't show any footage. They just basically took the time to announce what their plans were for the Phase 4 rollout. And it's starting right off the bat with Black Widow in May of 2020. So the Black Widow prequel has been confirmed. Thank you. And will be the first movie that is rolled out in Phase 4. That is followed by a television show in the fall of 2020, which is Falcon and the Winter Soldier. So the Disney Plus first Marvel show will not be revealed until around September-ish of 2020, so about a year from now. Follow that up with the next movie being in November of 2020, which is going to be The Eternals, a brand new property. I don't know much about these characters.
I don't either.
I know Angelina Jolie is in it, and that's about it. So I know it takes place in space. I think Adam Warlock is involved somehow.
Well, maybe.
But there's a lot of mystery behind this project. We'll figure it out in a year. But kind of when Guardians of the Galaxy was announced, you kind of knew there was maybe a tree and a talking squirrel, but it was actually a raccoon. I thought it was a squirrel. And then just when the trailer was released, everyone was like, well, I have to watch this film.
Yeah.
And so it became the phenomenon it is. Eternals, in my opinion, they're going to do it the same way. Take characters that you really haven't heard of and make it big.
Well, and even like Ant-Man, for a lot of people, probably didn't know who that was. You know what I mean?
Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
I mean, I love that movie. It's a very underrated film.
Oh, yeah.
I love Doctor Strange 1. That's great. And then following that up, the next movie that's coming out is February of 2021, the Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
Which they've announced Mandarin.
Correct.
Will be in that. Yes. The real Mandarin.
The real Mandarin, not the Iron Man 3 version. Another original character coming into his first movie, trying to expand that
very
universe.
Very unknown.
Not a lot of people know him. And I think that's very smart. I like that a lot. So I like to see these new properties. Spring of 2021, around March, so a month later, you're going to get your WandaVision. So you're going to have your Scarlet Witch. You're going to have your Vision spinoff.
Fantastic. So I'm guessing it's going to be like what their adventures were when, like,
before when we Vision. Met them. Yeah. I think they're going to have the timeline of between Age of Ultron and Infinity War. Yeah.
Yeah.
That. It's a pretty long time right there, so you're going to get to see them form their relationship because you skipped all that. They kind of had some feelings starting in Age of Ultron, and then they were a couple all of a sudden.
Well, and they hinted at like stuff they were doing, and they weren't supposed to be together.
Correct.
Something happened that they weren't supposed to be together. And
correct. And that's going to be really cool. I love the Scarlet Witch. I think she's awesome. She's my favorite female.
I'm sure all that was set up on purpose.
Well, yeah, of course. She's my favorite female MCU character. I really like Elizabeth Olsen. I think she's an awesome actress. And I like her more than Black Widow. I like her more than Wasp. I like her more than any of those characters. So I was really excited to see that she has her own show. And even better is that in May of 2021, so about 2 months after the WandaVision show releases, and all these things are together, right? The Disney Plus stuff and the movie stuff is all going to be combined. Kind of like how people wanted the Netflix stuff to be combined with the MCU. This is what they're doing. So when they say Phase 4 and there's all these TV shows interwoven in the timeline, they're telling you, you got to kind of watch everything.
Okay? Yeah. Well, they did that with S.H.I.E.L.D. too.
They did.
S.H.I.E.L.D. And S.H.I.E.L.D. was on Disney's network.
Correct.
Netflix is not Disney's network. So.
Correct. Which that show now is ending, I think, after this next season, right?
Yeah, next season's the last.
Last one. So in May of 2021, 2 months after that, is the movie that I'm really intrigued with is Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
I heard it's going to be like dark.
Yeah, and the Scarlet Witch is in this movie.
Oh, really?
Yes, she is in the movie with Benedict Cumberbatch. So they're going to release WandaVision 2 months before it, and then the Doctor Strange sequel with her in it. So it's going to be really cool to see, okay, I just watched this WandaVision show 2 months ago, and then maybe some stuff happens in there that takes place in Doctor Strange in the multiverse. Yeah. So,
Doctor Strange could be in WandaVision.
It's possible. And maybe he'll be like in the last episode, like asking for her help or something. So all that possibilities are wide open. And Doctor Strange 2, just the title alone, means that they're going to go crazy.
I've heard it's more like supernatural.
Yeah, so it's like, I think it's like all these like alternate timelines, things start crashing together, and like all the, like maybe the superheroes you knew are now bad guys, and things are just not the way they seem. And it's up to Doctor Strange to try to figure all this out. Like maybe Steve, when he went back and put the time stones in place, something got messed up, and it's causing all these rifts, and now it's his responsibility to fix it. So the possibilities are really cool.
Well, even him going back, right? Everybody's question is, what the fuck happened when he saw Red Skull?
Exactly. That's very true. that's very true. And then the summer of 2021, Loki, He's going to have his own television series. And then also in the summer of 2021 is the What If series, which I now know is animated. Yeah. So the What If comics, for anyone who never read them, are really awesome. It's these usually one-shot stories where it's like, what if Captain America was actually a Nazi?
Right.
What if Spider-Man was a bad guy? Like if Peter Parker, instead of him being a hero, what if he was a villain?
Right.
You know, those type of things. So they take a character you know, they kind of spin him around and say, well, what if this actually happened? And so to have that as an animated TV show means they're going to have a lot of, you know, maybe 45 minute to an hour episodes of taking heroes you really like and putting them in a different situation, which I think is really awesome.
I think actually that's where like Spider-Ham came from, was one of those what ifs.
Was one of those what ifs. It's possible. I don't know that, but it's possible. So yeah, What If, really cool, summer of 2021 as well. And then in the fall of 2021 is where the Hawkeye Disney Plus show comes out. Jeremy Renner is going to be there with his daughter, Kate Bishop, I think her name is. Yeah. She'll be the junior Hawkeye. And then you're rounding off in November of 2021 with Thor, Love and Thunder, where that was probably the coolest reveal of the show was Natalie Portman's been kind of a joke in the MCU. Nobody really liked her character in the first two movies. There was some rumors that she was unhappy and that she left, and then now it was like, you know, where's Thor's girlfriend? No one ever brings her up. They kind of referenced to her in Age of Ultron, but then she just disappeared. And then, in a surprise move, which I didn't expect when I was watching the panel, the director of Thor came out and said, you guys want to meet Lady Thor? And it was her.
Yeah.
And she came out, and he had a hammer on the podium, and she was able to pick it up. So I thought that was really awesome. So she's back.
She was awkward, though. She was like...
Yeah, I know.
Huh?
Yeah, I saw that. So if she's back on board and they must have given her a script or some sort of direction of how this character was going to go...
Oh, shit, these films are making money.
Or they're making a lot of money. I want to be back in it. But it's a great way to go back to the starting of the MCU and take a character who people didn't really like... And make her.
I thought the
awesome.
Other her lab partner was better than her.
Oh, the funny girl.
Yeah.
Who was in Two Broke Girls?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was pretty funny. But yeah, so they're bringing her back. I think it's great. When they announced her, I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Because you know you can change this character anything you want, and if she really runs with it, Thor 2 was awful. Okay, that movie sucks. But and then Thor Ragnarok was one of the best ones they've ever done. So you can get the right director and the right casting and turn it around.
Isn't Tiki?
Yeah, Waititi or Waititi. I don't know his name.
He's directing Thor again, though, right?
He is. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, he's back for Thor: Love and Thunder, and that finishes in November of 2021. The entire Phase 4. So to recap, the movies that are coming out.
You forgot one.
I did. You're not talking about Blade, are you?
Yeah.
That's in Phase 5.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Yeah. So, to recap, we're going to talk about that. Black Widow, there's the movies. Black Widow, Eternals, Shang-Chi, Doctor Strange, and Thor. Those are the five movies coming out. Out of those five, which one do you want to see the most? Black Widow, Eternals, Shang-Chi, Doctor Strange, Thor.
Either... Doctor Strange or Thor, probably.
Doctor Strange 2 is my choice. That movie's going to be awesome. And they're banking on movie, too, because it's coming out in May. So that's their big summer movie. So May of 2021. So they're banking big on that. Okay, the five TV shows, or maybe four. Falcon and Winter Soldier, WandaVision, Loki, What If, and Hawkeye. Out of those five... Which one do you want to see the most?
Falcon Winter Soldier.
Yeah. Yeah, me
That's
too.
That's easy.
The What If is probably number two for me. But yeah, Falcon and Winter Soldier is I think that's everyone's the one they're looking forward to. So they've got
The WandaVision could be cool, but I'm just afraid it's going to be like a love story. And
we'll see.
We'll see.
We're still going to watch it.
Of course.
Yeah. So Phase 4 is really good. It's five shows on TV, five movies, fantastic, all spread out very evenly. It's not saturating the market. I love it. I think it's great. Then, of course, at the very end, Kevin Feige came out and said, "All right, guys, we're wrapping up. We don't have time. We don't have time to talk about mutants. We don't have time to talk about the Family of Four. We don't have time to talk about, you know, anything in, you know, Guardians 3. All that's coming later. But we do have one thing we want to surprise you with, which will be a Phase 5 premiere." And he goes, "When this per-" this is how he kind of presented it. He goes, "When this person calls and wants to meet with you, you have a meeting. Let me introduce two-time Oscar winner, you know, Mahershala Ali." Everyone's like, blah, going nuts. Big, big actor. Two-time winning Oscar.
Yeah.
He wanted to meet with the team and sat down with Kevin Feige and said, "I want to be in the Blade reboot." And they said, "Okay." Like, that was it. That was the interview after Comic-Con. They said, "How did you meet with him?" He goes, "No, he called us and said he wanted to do it." And we thought it was a really... We've been trying to figure out how to reintroduce that character. And with Doctor Strange and the multiverse, we thought it was the correct time to bring him into the fold. So that would be really awesome if they take the multiverse movie and kind of intertwine Blade, like a hinting of Blade on how that could exist.
Yeah.
Vampires and monsters and all that crap.
Blade was a Marvel Studio release, right?
It was. That was back in 1998, before they had their financial problems and before they sold themselves off to Disney. They made Blade 1, Blade 2, Blade 3. Blade 3 might have been after they... No, that was before.
Yeah.
Yeah. So before they, like, because they had sold off Spider-Man, they'd sold off X-Men, they'd sold off Fantastic Four, all of their really big properties, and they considered A-list characters, they sold off to try to keep themselves afloat.
Right.
And Blade was such a fantastic movie. The first one, yeah. I like the second one.
It's okay.
Third one was awful. But the first and second one are great. The first one is the best. And it was dark, it was violent, it was super rated R.
Dude, I remember watching that, like, the sword fight scene.
Oh, man.
I was just like, I'd never seen the sword fight scene like that, so fast.
Insane.
It was unbelievable.
Insane.
Totally unexpected.
Absolutely.
Well, of course, that movie, when you went in the bloodbath thing at the beginning, I was like, oh, this is going to be good.
Dude. When the DJ hit the beat and the sprinklers opened, I'm like, man, this is sick. Holy crap. What a fantastic film. I was 17 when I watched that movie. It was awesome. Great film. So everyone's been saying they're kind of scared because they want Blade to be rated R. And recently, the big question in the room is, are you going to bring in Deadpool? Which obviously the answer is yes, because Ryan Reynolds has been hitting at it on Twitter. Have you seen his posts? He's been talking about Phase 5 a lot. So they've been in talks with him. They've basically told him, we're going to bring you in Phase 5. And the director of Deadpool 2, who's supposed to be the director of Deadpool 3, they asked him, can you see Deadpool existing in a PG-13 world? Like, can you actually see that? And he goes, yeah, I do. I don't think Deadpool has to be rated R. You can make the movie...
Well, they did a PG-13 version.
They did a PG-13 cut.
And I didn't think even the R cut wasn't that extreme in 2.
But dude, when the mergers were talking, when the merger wasn't finalized yet, and they asked Kevin Feige point blank, "Hey, are you going to turn Deadpool into PG-13?" He goes, "No. We know that we have an adult fan base and Disney can be an adult
I think they'll do the same thing, though. They'll have an R version and a PG-13 version.
I hope so, because I don't want them to...
You know how much money they can make with the PG-13?
But look how much money they made when it was R. Deadpool 1, like, worldwide made like $800 million.
I know. Imagine if the first one had a PG-13 as well. It would have made a bunch more money.
But when
they could do two versions...
Okay, fine, but I don't want them to just have a PG-13 version. That's my thing, is that you've seen movies like Logan and Deadpool make big, big bucks being rated R. You're not leaving that market out of it. I understand that you have to be 17 and blah, blah, blah. But adults like to watch these movies too. It's not just kids.
Yeah.
And if Build-A-Bear can sell a Deadpool bear, people will buy it. You can sell Deadpool toys in Disney. No one's going to picket or riot you or like...
Somebody will, but...
You think there are going to be people with signs saying, boycott Disney. There's always somebody. Boycott Disney.
There's always a few people.
Nah, man. I mean, Build-A-Bear, I just saw this on social media yesterday. They're selling Deadpool bears.
Yeah.
And they're super popular. And that...
There's been Deadpool toys for years.
Exactly. I mean. So what I'm saying is that you can take the adult rated R version of Deadpool, still have the products and the merchandise, and people will buy it. You don't have to water it down. I hope they don't. That's what I'm worried about.
Disney's not dumb.
I know, but they I was so confident in them when they announced that there's a world where we can have the adult franchises. And then when that came out, I'm like, oh man, really? Like, please don't, you know, don't make it PG-13. If you want to do both, that's fine. I don't want it to be only PG-13.
Did you ever
and
watch the
else.
PG-13 version? It's actually on HBO.
I didn't. No.
I was gonna watch it to see what, because honestly, I didn't think the second one, other than him sitting there with no pants, was the only extreme thing to me.
Okay, so they took that completely out. They had to, right?
I don't know. I'm guessing. Yeah.
Yeah, they had to because they showed like the baby genitalia and stuff. So you have to cut that out. All right, so we kind of talked a little bit about Disney Plus. So another big announcement was they released a Disney Plus bundle pack.
Yeah.
They said for, I think, $12.99.
Yeah.
You get Disney Plus, which is supposed to be $7. You get Hulu, but the one with ads. And you get ESPN Plus.
I think the Hulu with ads, I think it's $12.99.
By itself?
By itself.
Okay. I think it's $8. I think because I think the Hulu.
Oh, no, they did. They lowered their prices.
Yeah, I think the Hulu without ads is $12.99. And the Hulu with ads is like $7 or $8. So basically, what I read on social media was for the $12.99, you're getting Hulu and Disney Plus. And then for free, they're throwing in ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
So people are saying, I mean, I don't watch sports. I don't care. Who cares about ESPN Plus? So I think the Hulu and Disney Plus, if you add those together, that's kind of what you're paying already. And then you're getting ESPN Plus for free. Whether you want it or not, it's your choice. But then a lot of the backlash was, especially from our friend Bernie, he says that Hulu with ads is the end of the world. He's like, dude, it's the same commercial every 10 minutes
on
repeat
watch TV
forever.
It's the same commercials over and over.
I know exactly what he's talking about because on the CW app, where you can only watch 5 episodes at a time, it's the same commercial every 8 minutes. They never change it. So especially when you're watching from your phone and
see,
you got headphones in.
See, it's not that bad on Hulu. They have like a handful of commercials that they rotate through.
So because I'm not getting CW
like
for an hour.
For me, I get up, I go to the bathroom.
It's the same ad, dude.
But it's 30 seconds.
But it's the same thing.
So what?
Every single, I mean, especially when I'm watching from my phone, I can't take my earbuds out.
Well, the CW, yeah, is annoying.
Yeah. It's the same commercial. So if you're saying that Hulu...
I think it was like two commercials.
So CW Hulu with ads is different commercials.
They have like a handful of commercials. And now they have ones that you can do interactive stuff if you want to. I'm always like, no, I don't want to interact with the damn commercial.
It's like when you're...
But it's like, I think the longest commercial on Hulu is like 60 seconds. It's a fucking minute. It's not going to kill you. It gives me time to get up and take a piss and come back, and I don't have to pause and worry about anything.
But for people who have got rid of cable, okay, and they're paying for a service, they don't want commercials. They like, if Netflix ever brought in commercials, everyone would riot. Now, if they had a cheaper version, okay, maybe you want to pay $6.
Doesn't Netflix have a cheap... Well, I think the cheaper version is just like you can only play it on like one device or something.
Correct.
Like that,
they
right?
have cheaper versions where your Netflix account is one device. I have the one where it's four devices and 4K.
Yeah.
Because I share it with a bunch of people. But I'm paying for it. They know that I'm going to share my password, but I'm paying them for that ability.
Yeah.
So whatever four devices I want to use is my choice because I'm paying them. But when I, in my mind, and I don't know why this is, because I know what you're going to ask me. Well, Rami, you pay for cable. They have commercials. I get it. But I DVR a lot of my shows so I can fast forward.
On like Hulu. It still takes you time to fast forward.
It takes you to fast forward
is the 30 to 60 second commercial I watch.
I completely understand that, but I think I've had cable for so long that I just know commercials are a part of it. The extra services I'm paying for premium content, I've just become accustomed to those not having commercials. If I'm giving you $13 a month, I'm expecting it to be ad-free. It's just something I've been accustomed to, and my brain just doesn't work that way.
HBO, you pay for HBO.
I do.
It has commercials.
I've never seen HBO with commercials.
You start a movie, it has an HBO commercial right at the beginning.
But for their shows.
For their stuff. But it's still a commercial.
Okay, but when you're like on HBO Go, you can fast forward through it. You don't have to watch it.
Yeah, I can fast forward on demand too.
But Hulu with ads, you have to watch the commercial, right? Like you don't have a fast forward option?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's why the
it's the same amount of time though.
I don't know, man. When you put it on four times fast forward, you can get through those commercials in about 5 seconds. Like when I'm watching America's Got Talent, I mean,
yeah, but
five,
then you go too far and you got to rewind
seconds.
Back. And then you...
Fair.
I used to DVR shit. I know.
So I see that the bundle deal can be good. I like ESPN Plus. I think it's a great service. I have it.
But see, and for somebody like me that like I don't watch sports, but sometimes when you know you're having a party or something. And somebody wants to watch the game.
ESPN Plus is really good.
Having that option for me is all right. Oh yeah, I can put it on. I got ESPN Plus.
I was hoping that they would do an upgraded version where you could buy Hulu without ads, but they don't. It's going to be Hulu with ads yet. But if you want to charge me an extra $5 a month, I'll get the bundle because I already subscribed to ESPN Plus. I actually get it free with my cell plan, and then I'm going to get Disney Plus. I'll do Hulu if you include it in the bundle, but without ads. I don't want ads. But I am going to get Disney Plus regardless. So that's a bundle option available. I think they'll have more options for you as time goes on. I think if the demand is there to get Hulu without ads, they'll probably add it. Remember, Hulu is owned by Disney, so they can do whatever they want.
Dude, they basically took them over.
They did.
They signed
that's
some
exactly
weird
what
like
happened.
Deal like I will just have a little bit of ownership right now, and then we'll have the option to buy more later or something. It was some crazy deal, and they were like, yep, see you later.
Yeah.
It's ours now.
That's exactly what happened. Dude, they own everything. I mean, they've got all the Fox properties. They've got The Simpsons. They've got X-Men. They've got Marvel. They've got Star Wars. Like, what they got Pixar. I mean, dude, that's the best.
Yeah.
That's everything. It's everything that's popular.
But what I love is they're like, here, have some money, go keep doing what you're doing. They don't.
Yeah,
fuck
and
their
quality has not dipped. It's gotten better.
Yeah,
their quality has gotten better. I'm very excited this upcoming weekend because I'm going to be at Disneyland. I get to see the Star Wars theme park. I'll take a bunch of photos. I'm super stoked, and I get to walk into Disneyland and go to Marvel. And Pixar and Star Wars related areas.
Yeah.
Like that's so awesome to me. So I'm super excited.
So I'm wondering what's going to happen with Universal. Like obviously there was a contract, right?
Correct.
I wonder, is that shit going to run out eventually?
I'm guessing.
Because they have Simpson World. They do. Marvel stuff.
That stuff ends eventually. So yes, they do have a Simpson World. They do have a Marvel. It's called Marvel's Adventure Island or something like that. So I'm assuming when that contract ends, they're going to have to rebrand the rides. I don't know. Or maybe they can pay royalties to Disney.
Or, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe there's just another ongoing deal that we don't know about.
Yeah, it's possible. Like, absolutely.
Or Disney's going to be like, we're just going to buy Universal.
Oh, my gosh. Awesome. All right, a little bit of movie talk. I've seen a bunch of movies I want to plow through real quick. I'm assuming you haven't because you've been on vacation.
No, I haven't.
Okay. So I'm going to go real quick. Three movies I've seen.
I was in East Bumfuck, New Hampshire.
I understand.
They had a theater there that it looked a little sketchy.
That's okay. I saw The Lion King, I saw Hobbs and Shaw, and I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So quick reviews real fast. Lion King, the freaking animation is unbelievable. Holy crap. The visuals looked real. I thought I was watching a real jungle. I cannot believe
that. Did you see Jungle Book?
No. I know it's crazy because I heard it's awesome.
Yeah.
But if it...
Well, if you saw Jungle Book, the Mowgli, he was the only real thing in that whole movie.
Yeah, everything else was digitized around him.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Who did that one?
Jon Favreau. Yeah. So I don't... I want to say that it's astounding. The shots of the jungle and the landscapes and this just in general the nature of the show, man, those waterfalls looked real. Oh my God, it was incredible. And the fact that that was crafted by someone on a computer, that is worth your money to just go watch someone's talent. That this was computer generated, ridiculous. The story is exactly like the animated film, from front to back. There is nothing different. If you've seen...
No, there's different songs.
Correct. But the story does not take any deviations away from the animated film, which, because if they did that, people would say, well, why are you changing it? The first one was so good. I just want to see that again.
Yeah, but they changed stuff in Beauty and the Beast and
they
did, Aladdin.
They changed stuff in Aladdin. For the better, I like the stuff they changed in Aladdin. But the Lion King story from front to back is exactly like the animated cartoon. I actually watched the animated cartoon before I saw the live action feature, and it's the same movie. So for people who want to be purists and just watch an updated version of this film, you're going to love it. For someone who kind of wants something different and not the exact same thing, you're going to hate it. And that's what the reviews are saying. They're basically like, dude, this is a carbon copy of the 1994 feature. What am I even doing here? But you're going for the visuals. Okay, it is incredible. I recommend everyone to go see it in a theater before it leaves because it's amazing. So scale of 1 to 10, I give it an 8. Visuals, I give it a 9. The visuals, I give a 9. Unbelievable. But the movie, I give an 8. Saw Hobbs and Shaw. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. It is basically, this franchise has turned into a superhero franchise. Nobody can die. Nobody gets hurt. Nobody gets injured. They are still human, but they're fighting a supervillain who has a like metal exoskeleton. He's like the Terminator.
I have to say, in the preview, that when his motorcycle transforms and he slides under the truck, and that was pretty cool.
That was awesome. Yeah. The car chases are ridiculously unbelievable, but they're really cool. The fight scenes, incredible. The action scenes, unbelievable. If you can just take your mind away from the fact that these are supposed to still be human beings, you can go along for the ride. I thought the jokes more or less were really funny, but the reason that I didn't like it as much is because the story was very cliche. There's a virus that you have to stop, and the girl injects herself with it, and now she's the virus placeholder. But it turns out that I'm not going to spoil it all, but it's a very cliche storyline. And then the villain has a lot of powers, and he seems like he's unbeatable, but he has a weakness, and all that stuff.
Well, and then I also heard that, is it Shaw? Is that Statham?
Statham, Jason Statham's character, yeah.
He's Shaw, right?
Yeah.
His sister in the movie?
Yes.
She's like 23 years younger than him, but there's like a flashback where they're like playing together.
Yes. She's super young in the film.
He's like 50-something. She's like 23.
Exactly. And they look like they're the same age in the flashback. You are correct. But The Rock is really funny. The celebrity cameos were really, really big celebrities. Like, I'm not going to spoil it because I'm sure you're going to watch it, but man, big, big celebrities.
Well, you got The Rock in there. I mean,
I know.
He knows everybody.
Dude, but I mean like big. So when these people started coming around, I'm like, well, holy crap, that's really awesome. So I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. I give it a 7.9. It's right below a B for me. It's like a C+. So I had enough time. I got my money's worth, but you know, it was a good popcorn summer movie.
That's what the Fast and Furious movies are too.
It is.
Like everybody hates Fast and Furious too. I love it. That drifting
movie
scene
is awful.
When they go through the middle of Tokyo, that's so cool, man.
That's Fast and Furious 3.
Oh, 3. Tokyo
yes.
Drift.
Tokyo Drift is actually very good.
Yes.
Fast and Furious 2.
What was
is
2?
Awful. That's the one where Vin Diesel didn't come back.
But they were in Florida or something, right? Is that the one when
that? Yeah, he was. He left the FBI, and he was. It was just Paul Walker and Tyrese.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh God, that movie sucks. Tokyo Drift was actually, I liked that film, and then Fast and Furious 4 was when everyone came back.
Yeah,
yeah. And then the last one I saw just yesterday was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt.
You should have called Jamers.
Did he want to see that movie?
Yeah.
Oh, he would have loved it. It's really good. So
I will hate it.
You will absolutely hate it because you don't like Quentin Tarantino. But here's the thing. This movie is a lot of talking.
Yeah.
It's a lot of exposition.
I'll hate it.
It's a lot of story building. But it builds up to something that is fantastic. The last 20 minutes of this movie are just awesome. And if you don't like Tarantino, you're not going to like his style. There's a lot of talking. There's an exposition where Brad Pitt was watching Leonardo DiCaprio like eat for like 5 minutes. So I understand that there's parts of this movie that people are not going to get. But I love the world that he created. The music is, I downloaded the soundtrack already. The music is awesome. It's all 60s and 70s rock. Brad Pitt was amazing in the film. Leonardo was great. And people are saying Margot Robbie didn't have a lot to do. She did, but it was towards the end. So her character is kind of...
I heard like her story's separate.
It is separate. Like, you figure out what she's doing in this movie at the end. So she doesn't have a lot of exposition. So you're like, why would you hire someone that big of an actress to not have her say a lot of stuff? It makes sense eventually. Good celebrity cameos. I didn't know they were in the film. Really good celebrity cameos. Not as big as Hobbs and Shaw, but good celebrity cameos. And I really liked it. So... Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, if you like Tarantino, you're going to love the film. If you don't like his style, this isn't going to change your mind, regardless of if you like Leo and Brad. You're going to hate the movie. 8.5. B. Solid B to B+. 8.5 to 8.7. Right around there. The music is almost a 10. The music is phenomenal. So those are the three films I've seen. When Adam comes back, we'll talk about some movies that maybe he's seen recently.
Maybe he hasn't seen stuff. I don't know. He's working so much.
That's true. All right. Another topic I want to discuss is Amazon Prime recently has released one of the best exclusive shows for a streaming website I've seen.
Hell yeah!
In a long time.
It's getting rave reviews too.
Have you seen?
They're already
any
filming
the sequel.
Two.
Have you seen any of the episodes yet? Of The Boys?
I've seen them all.
Okay, you've watched the whole thing?
Yes.
Me too. So can we do like a spoiler review?
Yes.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
It's been out for about 2 weeks. So The Boys, I've seen all 8 episodes. Dwayne has seen all 8 episodes. I watched them all in 2 days.
Honestly, did you think I would like this show?
No. I did not.
Because it's dark.
Because everybody is an asshole.
Yeah.
Everybody in this show is a super asshole, but... Here's the thing. That's actually what I wanted. Because you have all of the superhero shows in the world. I actually was hoping that everyone in this show was a dick. And they all are absolutely garbage people. There's not one redeeming quality in any person.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Maybe eventually. But everyone's very selfish. Even
most of the good people are trying to do good stuff, but they're
doing it the wrong way.
Yeah.
Even Huey, who's trying to find redemption for his dead girlfriend, is doing things in a very terrible fashion.
Yeah.
Even Starlight, who is supposed to be the redeeming superhero, it's brought up in like episode 6. Why don't you just leave the group?
Yeah.
If you don't like what they're doing or teaching or saying, just leave. You're not leaving because you want to be famous. And you want to be included.
Well,
and you want to be.
But
this
that's
way.
Her. That's also her character struggle, though. Like,
correct.
She's like, do I want this, or is this what my mom
my
wanted
mom
for
wants.
Me?
Correct.
And I don't want to let my mom down.
Exactly. So, for anyone who hasn't seen the film, I mean, seen the series, basically, it starts off with there's a group of 7 superheroes who are considered like the Avengers, right?
Or I would say the Justice League.
The Justice League. That's fair. You clearly have a Superman, a Wonder Woman,
Aquaman,
the Flash. Yeah, you've got those characters. That's very fair. So they're like the Justice League. But then you have the minor superheroes who are in different states around the globe, and they're being contracted with certain local governments. If you, as a state of Utah, would like your own superhero,
You go to this company,
so, Vought Industries, and you contract them for hundreds of millions of dollars.
One of the reasons I like this movie is I've always said, how come nobody does a show or a movie or a comic book about, like, what is the world like with those superheroes in it, right?
Very good.
Because movie stars are probably fucking nothing. Who cares about a movie star
exactly.
when a guy flying in the sky, you know what I mean?
100%. Like, they become the movie stars.
And they made them like celebrities. Like they were doing meet and greets and autographs. And I was like, yes, this is what it should be.
Yeah. and they're working for Vought Industries, which their master plan is eventually to have these superheroes contracted with the United States government.
Yeah.
Because you have billions and billions and billions of dollars in government funds that are being used for armies and Navy and Coast Guard. They want the superheroes to come in and get those billions, and they can be your one-man wrecking crew. You can send Homelander to, you know, the Middle East and just laser everybody to death and completely fix your problems in this virtual world, right?
Right.
Send someone to a place where there's a lot of terrorism, just heat vision everybody, and that's it. Give me my billions. So the Vought Industries' goal is to have the superheroes contracted with the United States government, but right now they're a privately owned company who sends superheroes on missions if you pay the right amount of money. And these superheroes have become famous. They have book deals, movie deals, TV deals. They're doing guest appearances. And what you're seeing from the perspective of the common folk is how do these superheroes affect their own lives?
Yeah.
What happens when you're talking to your girlfriend on the street?
Spoiler alert.
And A-Train runs through the body of a person. I mean, that visual spectacle,
yeah.
I'm not exaggerating, was one of the coolest things I'd ever seen in any show ever. I've never seen anything like that. Slow motion of a person like exploding, and there's just like bone fragments and blood. And I mean, that was insane to me. That was the first episode.
Yeah. That was like the first. Well, actually, the opening's really cold. Like it's like
very cold.
What the hell's going on? But then that next scene, whoa! You're like, oh shit!
And A-Train stops and sees that he's killed someone. He's like, I can't stop! I can't stop! I can't stop! And he runs away. And then the rest of the episode, you're like, what the hell was that? And throughout the show, you realize that these superheroes are not naturally born. They're given a blue injection called Compound V.
Except for Homelander.
Was he like the...
I think he's how they got the...
Is he how they got the compound?
So. I think that's what we're going to find out later
on. Is that
on.
Maybe they came from him?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Because that later episode where they're filming the get to know the superhero things and they're at the farm, like it's like Clark Kent, you know? And he's like, yeah, it's really nice to be in a home that I never grew up, and then they flash back to him in a lab.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay, so it's possible that you have one person and they've used his juices to transfer it into babies. Very dark show.
Yeah.
They take this blue liquid called Compound V, and infants who are born, they approach the parents and say, would you like your child to be special? And they inject them with a Compound V.
I'm sure they pay them.
And they pay them. And they make them into superheroes. So you get, I don't know if the gift is chosen or if it's just kind of naturally formed.
I think
each person has a different DNA structure and your gift is kind of figured out as you grow older. So some people can run fast. Some people can talk to fish. Some people have the power of electricity and invisibility and all this type of stuff. So they're created in a lab, and that's the big secret, is that there's a group of people called the Boys, who is you have Huey, you have Frenchie, you have Mother's Milk, and you have the main guy, Carl Urban.
What's his name? The hell's his name? And it's like his name's like a tough name too.
It is a tough name. It's like not Destructor, but. It's the name of someone who's constantly self-exploding, like self-imploding, like Reacher, something with an R.
I forget. Whatever.
I'm not gonna Google it because I'm gonna remember. But yeah, he's the leader, and basically he's got his boys together trying to expose this group of superheroes as being nothing more than frauds. He finds out about Compound V. He figures out that they're made in a lab.
Dude, that scene in the hospital.
Oh my gosh.
Where those guys come in and he just picks up the baby and lasers all the
Oh my, dude, that's so crazy. What a great scene. Oh my gosh. Yeah, and so they want to expose the superheroes, and Elizabeth Shue, great casting by the way, is the president of Vought Industries. She's the one who makes the contracts, hires out the superheroes, and kind of runs the whole show.
Yeah. And so, wines and dines everybody. And
exactly, yeah. So eventually, around episode 6, she gets the government contract she wants, and everything is falling into place. Unfortunately for her, the heroes have a different state of mind. It's turned out that Carl Urban is on this vendetta mission because he feels that his wife was sexually assaulted by Homelander, and that caused the end of his marriage and for her to disappear. Either she was killed or ran away in shame or whatever.
Killed herself,
like didn't want to live with herself, couldn't handle it. And that he blames Homelander for doing that to his wife. And you can see as the episode progresses, his wife didn't get assaulted. She had a crush on Homelander and decided to cheat on her husband. And what happens is that Homelander, who thought he couldn't have children, actually has a son. And the Carl Urban's wife has been trying to keep the son secret.
Yeah.
Because the son
has powers. Well, I think Vought Industry is.
Or maybe Vought Industries tried to keep it a secret.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Homelander.
I mean, obviously. She's living somewhere. Somebody's funding her to be able
That's
to live.
That's fair. You know what yeah, I mean? Absolutely. Absolutely.
But so, the Elizabeth Shue's character.
Great character. I'm very upset she died.
She also...
I'm very upset.
She was also lying. That's what I'm saying. Like, she was lying to Homelander.
Yes. Which is why he was so angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, if you just told me the truth and I didn't have to find out on my own. Everything would have been fine.
Exactly. And which is,
and he gave her multiple chances
he
to
did.
Tell it.
He gave her, which he doesn't usually do, he gave her multiple chances to tell the truth. She lied to him every step of the way until he found out the real truth and said, all right, well, you're the one person who I had any type of feeling for, and you lied to me again. My son is actually alive, and I'm going to burn through your eyeballs. I love this show for that because they go there, but I really like Elizabeth Shue. I thought she was an awesome president, and I hate that they're going to have to replace her with somebody else because I thought she did a really good job. Also, fun fact, you probably know this. Another show we really like, which is Cobra Kai, she's Allie with a Y. She's Johnny Lawrence and Daniel LaRusso's girlfriend in Karate Kid.
Yeah,
so now that she's not with this show, she can totally do Cobra Kai. Yeah. So, yeah, she's Allie with a Y. I was talking to Josh about that the other day. He was like, dude, is that the chick from Karate Kid? I'm like, yeah, that's her. He goes, oh, that's awesome, because he also likes Cobra Kai. So that kind of opens the door for her to do that show now that she's back in the limelight. You know, if she shows up in Cobra Kai season 3, people will be like, oh, man, that's the chick from The Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's
dude. But there's so much.
Oh,
there's
dude.
So many other stories in this movie.
Like, I love Huey.
Just go watch this show, yeah. Man. It's fucking awesome.
It's fantastic. I love Huey. I think his character's wonderful. I love the fact that
see, it's dark to me, but it's like dark with a purpose. Like
correct.
You know what I mean? Like even Homelander, he does a lot of dark shit, but he still thinks he's the good guy.
Correct. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, that 100%. Plane, he was like, when that plane was going down.
Oh, my
down,
gosh, that
like,
scene was, oh, my gosh.
Can't you
dude.
Just go fly underneath and just lift it up? And he's like, no, if I do that, I'll go right through the fucking
yeah.
plane.
Yeah, because you see in Superman films, Superman just guides the plane down safely. And in this world, he's like, can't you just lift? He's like, what am I going to stand on?
Yeah.
There's no, I need a ground. Like, he goes, and if I try to catch it in the air, I'm going to plow right through it. So he was explaining to the audience and to Queen Maeve, no, you're asking me to do something I can't do. Do you want to live right now or do you want to die with these people? Because I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
So make the right decision. And man, that was brutal.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I've never seen something like that.
Especially when like she's like, well, all right, just take this mom and her kid.
Yeah. And
then, and he's like, no, because then they'll know.
Yeah, they're going to tell somebody. And I didn't even think of that. Like, I didn't even think about if you save these children, they're going to tell. And in this world of social media, you save two kids who tell one person, who tell one person, who tell one person. Yeah, they were on the plane with us, and that's why I'm alive. And they'd save nobody else. Then you're it's over.
Yeah.
Everyone has to die. And, dude, that scene went on for like 10 minutes. I'm like, can this just be over? Oh, my God, I can't take this. But that's good. That's good TV.
Yeah.
And I've never seen anything like that.
I was talking to somebody who read the comic books, and they said the scene when they actually come into the plane and like open the door in the comic books, like 15 people fly out.
Oh, well, that's fair. That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And it was so fluid how it happened, because I figured that the plane was going to go down, but the way that it happened was really, really fluid. Like, you think you saved all the terrorist threat, and then you open the cabin door, and of course one of the pilots is already dead, and he's trying to kill the terrorist, but his
beam goes through him,
goes through the pilot and the controls, which makes sense, right? Why would it just go through the pilot and then the controls are saved? No, it's going to go through the person and damage the control panel. And I thought that was really smart. They're like, you don't know how to fly a plane. He's like, even if I did, look what happened. You can't save any of this. The panel's dead.
Yeah.
So smart. I mean, there was just, and you know, towards the end, A-Train was having some struggles. His leg was broken. You kind of felt
that was brutal.
Oh my gosh, dude. I mean, insane. And, you know, you kind of see a little bit of the sad story there. Like, now that he's not this fast guy, he's in regular clothes. He's trying to buy tennis shoes in a store, and people think he's trying to steal.
Yeah.
You know, so you get a little bit of humanizing of those characters.
The Aquaman guy. Basically.
Yeah, the Deep, I think, is his name.
Yeah, the Deep.
Yeah. He gets demoted.
But he also, that girl just took advantage of him, like he had taken advantage of.
He took advantage of a new recruit. She turned the tables and ended up getting him demoted to Ohio, working at a theme park. Like, he's basically a theme park mascot.
Yeah.
And he's looking at himself in the mirror like, you dumb idiot. Like, you had this perfect world, perfect job. You decided to use your power to abuse women, and now look where you are.
Yeah. And then that woman abuses him.
Exactly. The tables are completely turned. Oh my God, that was crazy. Or whatever.
Dude, in the dolphin scene.
Oh, dude.
I was like, ooh, and all of a sudden the dolphin goes flying through. I was like, oh, man, they ain't pulling any punches.
Trying to save the dolphin from a SeaWorld type theme park, and he has to slam on the brakes, and the dolphin goes through the car and gets run over by a truck. Dude, the movie, I mean, that would the show is awesome. That would be a PR nightmare. Oh, yeah, of course. And I love how they use social media. Like, when they go in and corral those warehouse of bad guys, the social media team is, yeah, I'll take one more. The social media team is right there next to them. Yeah. Like, okay, how are we going to do this? I love that dive. That was a great punch. Smile for the cameras. I'm like, this is perfect.
And what's her name? She was like, what is all this shit?
Yeah. Like who are these
I'm
people?
I'm just here to save somebody.
I'm just here to save people. Yeah. Dude, wonderful show. One of the best original shows I've seen in the last decade. I can't wait for season two. It left you with a wonderful cliffhanger, and
yeah, I think
it's going to be awesome.
Recently, within the last few days, the director like posted a picture of Huey, Frenchie, and
Mother's Milk.
Yeah, and they were like all covered in blood.
That's awesome.
They're like, hell? We're at it again.
What the hell is that? What is Carl Urban's
Butcher?
Name? Butcher. Yes, Butcher. Never Google anything. That's awesome. Butcher, yes. Wonderful show. Highly recommended. Please, everyone, go see it.
Dude, the invisible guy.
Oh, translucent?
I had figured that out before they did.
Putting it up his butt?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Or, you know.
Or maybe down the mouth. Yeah. Because, yeah, his internal organs are the same as anyone else's. He just has impenetrable diamond skin or whatever.
Yeah.
And the look on his face when he realizes they figured out that he's the same inside.
I like how it was the turtle.
Oh my coming out of the gosh, that's so awesome.
I like Frenchie. Frenchie's one of my favorites.
Fantastic. Ah, he's fantastic. I like Huey. He's my favorite character for sure. I love that he's able to turn. Just turn his life like that.
Another little tidbit I learned. Who plays Huey's dad?
Oh, dude, that's freaking Scotty from Star Trek and Shaun of the Dead. What is his name?
Anyways.
Yeah.
In the comic books, Huey, the guy who drew Huey, modeled it after him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He played his dad in the show.
That's awesome.
Dude, you couldn't even tell he had an accent.
No.
That was pretty damn good.
Not at all. That was fantastic. Yeah, he's Scotty from Star Trek. He's Sean from Shaun of the Dead. And what the hell is his name? I don't remember. It'll come to me. Yeah, so that was a phenomenal series. I'm sad it's over, but I'm glad they're bringing back season 2.
Plus, it was a freaking cliffhanger.
Oh my God. Cliffhanger of cliffhangers, man. Dang. I didn't think that she was still alive. What a great cliffhanger.
Plus, it was kind of cool how, like, he's like, yeah, I saved you. Here's why.
Yeah.
Like, I know you think I'm the asshole, but that's basically what he's saying. He's like, I'm not the asshole here.
Yeah. And what I realized afterwards, I'm like, okay, so when he was finally confronting Homelander and, you know, he burned through Elizabeth Shue's eyes and she kept asking him, take the baby upstairs. And he decided to pull the detonator. I mean, I'm assuming the baby died, right?
Right.
Yeah, so Homelander just
saved. The baby had to die because it probably had to look like a home explosion, you know, a gas leak or something.
Yeah, so Homelander saved Butcher to show him the truth, but then Elizabeth Shue and her child are dead.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I thought once we found out that, what's her name, Butcher's wife had had a baby. Or maybe had a baby.
Yeah, because in the flashback, it showed like she died during childbirth because the baby was trying to punch its way out of her stomach.
That's what she told him.
That's what she told him. Yeah, you're right.
But then the flashback showed she had just a normal child.
Yeah, you're right.
But I started thinking like, oh, wait. Maybe Elizabeth Shue's baby.
Oh, it's Homelander's baby?
Yeah.
But see, then it would, because the reason I didn't think that is because Butcher said his wife's been missing for 8 years. So that was.
But remember also, though, like she was trying to pump milk and she couldn't pump milk and, you know, this and that. So I was like,
oh, that's fair.
Maybe she didn't have a baby and that's why she can't. You know what I mean?
That's fair. I thought about that for a split second. Then I remembered, I'm like, oh no, Butcher's calling like his wife's family. And they were like, look, it's been 8 years. My sister's dead. Can you please quit calling us? Like, we want to move on. So that's why I thought it wasn't the same.
Yeah.
But that's a good theory. That would have been pretty cool at the end if his baby is Elizabeth Shue's child. Yeah. And you're right. That's why she can't produce the milk. And it's not. Yeah, that's a great. That would have been a great twist. But no, this one is, I mean, super cliffhanger. Can't wait for season 2. Super excited. Great show. Knocked out of the park. Can't ask for anything more. Doing top 3?
Yeah.
I have a good one this week.
Go.
Okay. Top 3 road trip snacks.
How appropriate.
Top 3 road trip snacks, because you just went on a road trip. So think about it. Now, the thing with road trips that I enjoy is that people usually...
Are we talking drinks and snacks?
You can do drinks. The thing about road trips is that usually you eat like crap, and you eat things that you normally wouldn't buy on a normal basis. Like, when you go to a store, you may... Like, are you buying a bag of Bugles?
Yeah, but I mean...
But like, on a road
trip...
We were
eating Cheetos and stuff that...
But I only eat Bugles is not one of my top 3, but I only eat Bugles when I'm like going to visit my dad and on a road trip, right? I'd never buy Bugles in my regular supermarket transactions. I don't eat Bugles at home. I eat them in the car when I'm on a road trip. So that's what I'm saying is that think about road trip snacks. If it's something you buy at home, that's okay. But things that you like to eat when you're on a road trip, drinks can be included. Because one of my top 3 is a drink. I can go first if you want to think about it.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so number three is an icy right off the bat. It's easy decision. It's my only drink in the top three, but icy is definitely there. I always buy one, and it's my beverage of choice when I'm on the road. Very easy. Number two, corn nuts. I never eat corn nuts at home, but when I'm on the road, I get the chili limon corn nuts.
Ugh.
They're delicious. You're crazy. And number one is a very simple choice. It's probably the number one forever is beef jerky. That's my staple. I don't buy beef jerky when I go to the market on a regular shopping trip.
Yeah.
But when I'm on the road, I like to have a packet of beef.
Does it have to be like a Buc-ee's or?
No, it can be the Tillamook. Yeah. Or the whatever. It can be the bag jerky.
Store brand, the name
really,
brand stuff.
Really fine. But something about having that dried beef, it lasts quite a while. It's very tasty. And I don't get too full. So, and it's got a lot. It doesn't have a lot of calories or fat. So I think I can eat a lot of it and not. It's got a lot of salt. But it's very low in calories and fat content. So I can eat a whole bunch. So that's number one. You don't like corn nuts?
No, I don't like corn nuts.
You're crazy. Corn nuts are delicious. So yeah, I've been able to think about this for a little bit, but yeah, those are my top.
Sure. Number three, probably Doritos.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good one.
They're just a good staple.
You wouldn't say Pringles? Because it comes in the can. It's kind of less messy. You have like your...
Yeah, but then they're hard to get out of the can.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair. That's a good point.
You got to like dump them out.
Okay.
I never understood the can.
I just think that because it fits in your cup holder. Like, you put your can of Pringles in the cup holder.
Well, maybe if you get the short one, it wouldn't be bad because you could reach in. But.
That's fair. All right, go ahead.
Probably Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Okay, that's a good one.
I just took a road trip. I stopped at like a Dunkin' Donuts in every state, I think.
That's good.
You need caffeine. You know, you're driving. You got to stay awake. Number one, probably just fast food.
That's good.
Fast food.
That counts.
Because I don't like to like sit down. I'm like, we're just going to eat and keep going.
No, that's completely fine.
There.
That's a great choice. Yeah, I totally understand that. Get a burger and fries, keep going. That's totally fair. And the reason that I wanted to include drinks is just because I wanted to put an icy. Yeah. I didn't think you would pick coffee. That was a good one. Yeah,
I don't drink a lot of soda, but on a road trip, I'll drink more soda than I usually do too.
Dude, your diet goes out the window when you're on a road trip.
Yeah.
I mean, you're mixing Starburst with hot Cheetos, with gas station hot dogs. Like, nothing makes sense anymore.
Yeah, I was a little bummed. Demi bought like the candy snacks, and she bought all sour stuff.
Oh.
And I don't like sour stuff.
You don't. I know.
I think I had like one gummy, like one Sour Bear or something. I was like, oh, I can't do it.
Did she get Sour Patch Kids or the gummy worms?
The Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids. Okay. I love sour stuff. You know that.
Yeah.
I know you don't like it. I shouldn't know that. Your wife should know that.
I think she does. That's why she got like, sour stuff.
You don't like sour stuff. You don't like pickles. You don't like mustard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, road trip snacks are the same as like airport snacks to me, because when I'm at the airport, I get beef jerky, I get Bugles. The same junk that I eat on a plane is the same thing. Gardettos. I love Gardettos.
Gardettos are okay.
I never buy them when I'm on my regular shopping trip. I only buy them at Chex Mix, another great one. Chex Mix is a great
road trip
snack.
I used to buy those at home all the time, especially the cinnamon one with the little cinnamon swirls in it.
But do you like the, what is it called, the Mud Mix? Where it's like powdered sugar on top.
Yeah.
Do you like that one better, or do you like the salty Chex Mix? The sweet
like
Chex
the
Mix
sweet.
Or the salt
I
Chex
like
Mix?
The sweet stuff.
I like the salty one.
But I can eat both.
Yeah, both are great. I don't know if it's called Mud Mix or... It's the one with powdered sugar and chocolate. Like,
yeah, that one. That one's okay.
Yeah.
I like the cinnamon one.
Cinnamon one is
good. A little cinnamon cookies in it.
That's a good one. But I prefer the salty. Yeah, very good. That was it, sir. That's all I got.
Cool.
All right, cool. Well, cheers, sir.
Cheers.
Adam, we'll see you next time.
Hopefully.
See you.
Peace.